Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Welcome back to Prior Friday on 97.3 The Fan. Presented by Ballast Point, the official craft beer of the San Diego Padres. Visit a Ballast Point San Diego tasting room for $5 swinging Prior Ale pints all season long.
Thanks again to Mark Loretta. Joined us, a Prior Friday management report. Padres Atlanta Braves kicking off a nine-game road trip this afternoon here on 97.3 The Fan. 4:20 first pitch, Yu Darvish against Max Fried, the former Padres farmhand in game one of the series. And while Max Fried obviously has the better numbers this season, Woods, he's 4-2 with a 2.68 ERA. Yu Darvish, if you throw out
the nine earned runs, one and two thirds innings,
yep. You know, he's like 3-0 with a 1 ERA in the rest of his starts. You know, right around there, it's 1-point-something ERA in the rest of his starts. So he's actually had a really good start to the season with one just disaster that keeps his numbers from looking. You know, they're not among the leaders, but that's one bad day. The rest of the time, he's been really good actually this year.
I'm trying to think about if Cano does become official today. What's the corresponding move?
I think Sergio Alcantara gets DFA'd. I don't think they picked him up like, ooh, we've been having our eye on this guy for years,
but
and now
Cano,
we finally get into the organization.
Cano has always been out there. So why did you get Alcantara?
I don't think he was until he cleared waivers. You can't claim him because then you have to pay him $40 million.
Right.
You had to let him clear the waivers, and obviously it wasn't something that they were able to do immediately. It's still taken a couple of days of, I don't know, dotting I's and crossing T's. Certainly sounded from Mark Loretta like it was going to get done.
Yeah.
We'll have an update coming up here at 9:20 from MLB Network on the latest and some of the reasons why the Padres are interested in Robinson Cano, but it certainly looks like it will be happening, and more than likely he will be in uniform and available tonight for the Padres from what we're hearing.
Bananas.
For tonight's game. And yeah, I don't know for sure the corresponding move, but we haven't seen Alcantara in a game yet. You think if they were really excited about him, they would have worked him in, right?
Well, they didn't have a game last night. So.
That's true. They had him
Paul
for
and
two
I
days
saw
before
him taking
that.
Grounders down there. I think that was him, right? Taking grounders, yeah. The other day.
Looked Did good. It say Alcantara on the back of his jersey?
No, he was just in a just a so warm-up shirt. He wasn't wearing his jersey to take ground
It
balls.
Was more process of elimination. Wouldn't.
Yes, like, I know that's the Zokar. I know this guy. I know that's got to be Alcantara.
Yeah, the proverbial, wouldn't recognize him if I ran across him at the supermarket.
Yeah, for sure.
No idea.
Well, you really hate him.
No, I just don't.
God, you should try 2 days in a row trying to get rid of this guy.
You asked what the move was, and I said, you know, I'm putting my AJ Preller hat on. That's my move.
Man, what did he ever do to you?
Nothing, but that's the thing. Nothing. He's done nothing at all for me, against me.
He hasn't got a chance,
Ben. He's done nothing. You have nothing invested in him? Nothing. So that's that.
Okay.
Fair enough. You're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to give the young man a chance to compete.
You can't give everybody a chance. This is the
yes, we can. We are the San Diego Padres. Yeah. Yeah, you can't give everybody a chance. We just signed a 39-year-old guy.
We're about to.
Still not official.
All right. Why don't we get some other headlines and get today's edition of the Rindle Report
and get things started here with our edition today's edition
oh,
of
boy.
The Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report.
with Paul Reindel.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, Biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
I watched a 5-minute Matthew McConaughey video yesterday that he tweeted about his potentially running for governor of Texas. And he talks about at the beginning, hey, you know, listen, got to be better and be, let's build bridges.
All right.
Build bridges, not burn bridges. Five minute video at the 450 mark. So I'm not going to run for governor. I'm like, what the hell did I watch this for? I fully expected
I mean, the
it
campaign
to be,
signs would have said, bless the mood.
Bless the mood.
McConaughey 2024.
But the whole time was like, hey, you know, you think about what makes a great leader. And
he's an interesting
guy. I got kids and, you know, what's the best way I can serve? So I've decided not to run. I'm like,
oh. Are you ready okay. to bless the mood?
Do we like Matthew McConaughey? Yeah, I can't decide. I think I like him. Right?
I like him
mostly.
He's a kind of weird dude.
He's a weird dude.
Seems like a good guy.
But yeah, I like him. I like his movies.
I like his Buick commercials.
Oh, the best. Weren't they Lincoln?
They did Lincoln.
Oh, it's Lincoln.
Don't you guys? Aren't you guys
that.
Colleagues?
I? Yes, that's right. So
why don't you get Matthew McConaughey
missed him
the
at
show.
The last meeting of Lincoln. Spokespeople.
Okay, let's go with our spokesman of Matthew McConaughey and Ben Higgin.
I think I like him. I mean, I like his movies. I don't know a ton about him. I heard he did like, he was on Stern in the last year or whatever. He did like 2 hours with him.
The super fan.
He's a bit cringy on the super fan.
The super
of Texas,
fan
yeah.
Longhorn, I'm actually trying to be a defensive coordinator bit. It's a little cringy on
everybody
patrolling the sidelines like a jaguar. like
he needs a get back coach.
Yeah, that's a little weird to me. But I mean, I guess you know the passion is there.
All righty. Well, we will get started in the NBA playoffs. We did have a series wrap up yesterday. The Miami Heat beat the 76ers 99-90. Jimmy Butler with 32 points and 8 boards. For the Heat, they are moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals. We also had the Mavericks forcing a Game 7 in the Western Conference Semifinals. They beat Phoenix 113-86.
Wow.
Luka 33-11. So we got a Game 7 coming up in that series.
Love a good Game 7.
Oh, yeah. I saw a lot of people. I saw people like ripping Joel Embiid.
See, I think James Harden I saw catch
the most.
He
got a lot of criticism, and he probably should. He's been terrible.
He had 0 points in the second half.
He only tried two shots.
Yeah,
he pulled a Ben Simmons from the year before.
I saw people like, Joel Embiid's got to do more for this. I'm like, he's done all he can.
He's got a fractured orbital bone, right?
Like, he came back from a broken face. They broke his face. He came back and gave you everything he could. It's not Joel Embiid's fault.
$47 million for James Harden?
It's weird.
And $47 million?
Doc Rivers had some really, really weird quotes.
Doc is getting weirder
after
and weirder.
That game.
He's getting weirder and weirder the older he gets.
James Harden did not attempt a free throw. He was 4-for-9 from the field. He finished with 11
Did you
points.
Hear what Stephen A. Smith said about it? He said, that performance requires an investigation. Like,
wow.
Stephen A. Smith basically accused the Sixers of tanking. Harden and the Sixers of tanking. And Doc Rivers, you know, it wasn't over yet, and he looked and he pulled his guys. You know, they were down in the fourth quarter, and basically he said after the game, "Yeah, I knew we weren't going to win, so why even bother trying?" It was essentially his philosophy at the end of a playoff game,
like punishment,
an elimination game. It's like you clearly aren't good enough.
When
we weren't
going to
beat this team.
Game.
It was a 9-point game when I tuned in.
Yeah, and then he decided we're not going to win this. We're not going to beat this.
I
team.
Saw Embiid sitting on the on the bench, but again, fractured orbital bone.
The old, even if we do win, we're not going to beat him in Miami in Game 7. So why even try? That's a great philosophy for a coach. Hey, we're not as good as that team, so might as well not even try.
The Harden dragging was insane last night. Insane on social media. I mean, he got killed, and Philly fans are merciless.
You know, it's funny. Had they won, you're selfless. Oh, yeah, no, I didn't need to take all the shots. I wanted to get my teammates involved, you know, take off some of the heat. But when you lose and you don't put up any shots, you look lifeless, listless. You're not into it. What's going on here? You don't want to be there.
Yeah.
I get that it's a fine line, and I to accuse someone of tanking or not trying, or as Stephen A. Smith did, that performance requires an investigation by the NBA as to what happened. I mean, remember Kobe did it, pretty much. Remember the game where the Lakers were getting, who were they getting killed by, the last playoff elimination game? Was it the Celtics in the finals that year? And they were getting destroyed in the fourth quarter, and he stopped shooting to make a point. Like, look how bad all my teammates are. If I don't do everything,
I do remember
look
that.
How bad we're going to play.
Yeah.
And he, like, made a point of it in the last quarter of a playoff series to stop shooting to show pretty much, like, this is what I have to work with, everybody. Yep. You see what I do? If I stop trying, here's how bad we are. Felt like there was a little
teaching
going
a lesson
on with James Harden. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Interesting. Another interesting note. Keep it in basketball. We got a Jimmy V biopic coming out here pretty soon. And did you see who's going to be playing Jimmy V?
It makes perfect sense once I thought about it.
Yeah. Ray Romano.
I mean, Ray Romano.
Looks like him.
The similar look.
Yeah.
Ray Romano from, of course, Everybody Loves Raymond, or for me, I know him from Funny People.
The only good thing he's ever done.
The best cameo ever.
Yeah. Was that the Adam Sandler stand-up movie?
Yeah, so good.
Eminem and Adam Sandler having dinner at a table. Eminem talking about, he's like, I can't go to Walmart, Kmart, I can't go there.
Can't go there.
Everybody wants to take a picture.
Everyone in this room is either staring at us, wanting to take a picture.
Yeah, email that to me.
Yeah. Who's the is that guy right there? That guy right there.
What? Ray Romano's bothering him?
Who?
Ray Romano, the guy from Everybody Loves Raymond?
What show he's on? I'll this mother up, man.
Hey, Ray!
Hello, Marshall.
Problem here, buddy?
No.
No, man.
I thought everybody loved you.
So good.
He's going to be playing Jimmy V.
Here,
buddy. All right, Ray Romano is Jim Valvano. Okay.
I mean, how much do we remember? What year was it when he did the North Carolina State and he ran around the court like a lunatic when they won?
It was so good.
It's great.
Though.
See, I mean, every March you see that.
1983.
I mean, I was
North Carolina
seven
State
when that happened. I think
it's going to be sad though. It's going to be really, really sad. The speech. God, this murders me.
I'll watch it.
Yep, I'll watch it too.
All right, you know what else I'm going to watch? Got my last story here. A surprise Norm MacDonald stand-up special.
Who is Norm MacDonald?
Flub alarm. Flub.
I'll flub myself. He filmed a new, not a new special, but he filmed it prior to his death, and it's coming to Netflix here at the end of the month. So he was working on a new special, some new material for Netflix before his death, but he never got to try it out and do his routine in front of a live audience. And he taped himself in his living room doing his whole act, and he was planning on doing it in front of people, and COVID happened, and then he got even more sick, and it didn't work out. He was diagnosed with cancer in 2012, kept everything private. Says here, according to one of his longtime friends and work partner, he recorded the final special before heading into the hospital back in 2020 as a precautionary measure. Says here, quote, his test results were not good. So during the heart of COVID, and literally the night before going in for a procedure, he wanted to get this on tape just in case, as he put it, things went south. He wanted to have something to share. So, it's him. It's a single take in his living room, and it got released to Netflix. It's called Norm MacDonald Nothing Special, and it comes out almost a year. I think it was like, when did he pass away? Last summer? So almost a year afterwards, May 30th.
It's going to be sad.
And it's going to be rounded out with tributes from guys like Adam Sandler, Conan O'Brien, Chappelle, Letterman, David Spade.
That'd be awesome, but really sad, too. Because you think about him, like, he knows the end is near, and he's like in his living room.
It's funny, because in a lot of his humor, he'd play the, I don't understand what's going on about this. Norm MacDonald was unbelievably smart. He like graduated high school at age 14 and college at age 16.
Wow.
He's like a genius.
His friend went on to say, it makes me so happy that I can share it, but also so sad that we can't share it with him. He didn't do this for the shock that it exists. He shot it because he loved his material and he was so proud of it. He worked so hard, and it really would have bothered him to have done all that work and not have been able to show everybody. He did it for the stand-up. I just hope people appreciate that he did this.
Can't wait. I'll watch it. I'll probably weep. You know, it's good Rhino report. Sad Rhino report.
Yeah. Sorry.
On a Friday.
Thank you, Paulie.
Thanks,
Paulie.
You're welcome.
So we do have an update on Robinson Cano from MLB Network. We'll bring you that coming up next. Stay tuned. It's Ben and Woods. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Interesting piece out now in the New York Times, written by Sandy Igg and Scott Miller about Manny Machado and the chessboard that he keeps in Padres clubhouse and plays. You saw the chessboard.
Paulie and
when
I
you
saw it
there.
The other day. Now, Manny's setup in the Padres clubhouse is something to marvel at. Obviously, you are Manny Machado. You're the veteran. You make a ton of dough. You're a very good player. You get a little extra. They're
it's
not,
your team.
It's your squad. They're not just going to, hey, you have a standard locker. He has two lockers. He's got a desk in between. It's
a nice wood, L-shaped desk sticking out from the second locker.
Like a CEO's desk.
Dude, it's a scene by his stacks of shoes and balls and gear. Dude has more gear than I've ever seen. I wanted to sneak a picture, but I'm sure that's probably frowned upon. So I didn't. But I saw on the lower level of his desk, Ben, his little chessboard that he keeps there. And, of course, Tatis' locker is right next door. And apparently they've played a little bit
Tatis
together.
Does play a little bit. So I guess he got into it with the Orioles playing with Jonathan Scope.
Yep.
Was the chess player that taught him. And they'd have, epic arguing matches. Now with the Padres, he's played against Will Myers and Trace Thompson, who was here. And he plays mostly against Michael Berdar, the Padres hitting coach. But Manny's very into chess, the strategy, and I can see that. I bet he's a really good player too.
I have no idea how to play chess. None. Have you played it?
I do play. Yeah, I can.
You
play.
Do play.
I'm not a. I certainly don't know. You know the top strategies, but I do play it.
I can see that.
Kids, Jack learned to play, so we played a little bit as well when he was growing up.
Paulie, chess man,
used to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Where? Nobody ever taught me. What was my dad doing? When I was a kid.
Playing checkers.
Golfing. Just what I want to do.
So it's interesting. Long piece, one of those big weekend features on the presumptive MVP leader in the clubhouse right now in Major League Baseball in the National League. But I got a picture of him and one of those Tony Gwynn jerseys in front of his chessboard sitting there. Kind of interesting stuff by Scott Miller in the New York Times. Maybe Robinson Cano will play a little chess with Manny. It certainly looks
allegedly
like he is. He's getting close to joining the Padres. Had an update here just a few minutes ago from MLB Network. This was John Heyman with the crew on MLB Network this morning.
Inside Corner starring John Heyman. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're a star. You've had a busy week on Know Everything You Know, and starting with Robinson Cano. Robinson Cano and the Mets parted ways. You tweeted yesterday that the Padres could be a potential landing spot. How likely is it? I have the power on.
About 99.9%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Point. He's expected to sign today and be activated for the game against the Braves. So he will be a Padre, and they've added another lefty bat.
Wow.
There's some history here. Like, he's, I read an Athletic article, I think it was by Dennis Lynn, talking about his relationship with Tatis.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Cano's been around, so he has a good relationship with a lot of young Dominican stars. And, I mean, he's, you know, a very good guy for the clubhouse. And, frankly, I know he only hit 195 in his 12 games with the Mets, but let's not forget, and most people do, he hit 406 in winter ball, 360 in spring training. He does have those swings that look bad sometimes. I've been watching him from the beginning when he came up with the Yankees. He looks bad on some swings that's been going on forever. So, I wouldn't read too much into it. I get it with the Mets. They wanted to move on. No harm, no foul for them. They can afford it. But for the Padres, I think it may help them. We'll see. At the start, it'll probably be a lefty bat off the bench. But, Voit is only hitting 180 at this point.
Ha-Sung Kim, Cronenworth.
He can play some second. It'll probably be doing a lot of DHing and pinch hitting.
I hear you talk about mixed in the clubhouse over the years. I mean, Snell and Hosmer and Voit and Cano and Tatis, they got a lot of.
I think he comes in seamlessly.
All right, so sounds like it's as close to a done deal as you're going to get. Here are those numbers again that John Heyman was talking about, because I did not know this at all. I wasn't following Robinson Cano that closely in spring training or in winter ball.
Why not?
But so I guess
you call yourself a broadcaster?
17 games in winter ball, which is just 64 plate appearances, but hit .344, .419 on base percentage, .406 slugging, .825 OPS. Spring training, just 8 games again. So this is small sample size. 27 plate appearances, .360 average. .407 on base, .440 slugging, .847 OPS. And then in just 12 games, just 43 plate appearances. So again, not much of a sample size with the Mets. That's when it kind of fell apart. .195 average, .233 on base, .268 slugging, .501. That's a pretty dismal OPS. But again, that's just 12 games. I don't think you can read too much into any of those numbers, but I think it's enough to say there may be a better Robbie Cano in there than we saw in the games with the Mets, or those games in spring training also may not have meant anything. Who was he facing? We don't really know.
Well, you also aren't going to probably see a lot of him, right? He's not going to slot in as your everyday DH. Like,
no.
He won't be your DH tonight. You've got Luke Voit against the lefty, Max Fried. So late in the game, if Cano's available off the bench as a left-handed back, great. Can a guy get going at 39 years old with, 70 at-bats in the last year or so at any competitive level? Is he going to be able to get going? Maybe. I mean, he's got a ton of ABs under him. He's got, 2,600 hits. He knows how to hit. So, I mean, left-handed bench, left-handed pinch hitter off the bench, no big deal.
Remember, the question isn't necessarily, is this guy going to be great, a player moving forward? The question is, is he better than what we would have thrown out there otherwise?
I think so.
You don't want him taking at bats away from Jake Cronenworth, which he won't be. Who's
right.
But in terms of a pinch hitter, who's he going to be in there instead of? Sergio Alcantara?
Mazzucar,
I can make an argument that you're better off with Robinson Cano than you are with some of the other options that the Padres currently have, as a pinch hitter and as a left-handed backup infielder guy. That's all you need to do. It doesn't matter what his name is. It doesn't matter what his career stats are. All you ask is the guy that he's replacing, are you better off as a team with him? He may be the 26th guy on a 26-man roster, but if he's better than the guy who was than the 27th guy, then you've made your team better.
No doubt.
You haven't fundamentally, they're not World Series favorites now with Robinson. No, it's not that kind of move. It's a bottom of the roster. Let's see if we can marginally upgrade what we can bring off the bench in the eighth inning when we need a left-hander kind of move.
Yeah.
And maybe get a little nice clubhouse chemistry from a guy who, a Dominican who's close with the Tatis family and has experience in the postseason.
And
in
his everybody career. Loves, yeah.
And people seem to like.
And you know, despite all of his malfeasance, Ben, and getting popped for PEDs, Robbie Cano has generally been one of the most liked players in Major League Baseball.
And by the way, most Major League Baseball players don't care if you got popped for PEDs. The way they view it, and I know this is weird because if it was me, I'd go, this guy's trying to cheat to take, you know, my job, my dollars out of my pocket. They mostly look at it, there's a guy who really wants to win.
Some of them do,
willing to break the rules. I kind of like a guy like that on my team. That's how they often view it inside a clubhouse. I'm just saying that's what I've seen.
And I'm sure there's some guys that are you know, I did it the right way, I did it the clean way. Sure, yeah, absolutely. Robbie paid his price. There are guys that have done it and not gotten caught. There are guys that have gotten in the Hall of Fame and never gotten caught, right? I mean, but those are the ones where you're like, wow, it just kind of depends. And you know, I think with Robbie Cano, again, he's not going to be taking any ABs. He's not stunting anybody's development at all. You know, CJ... Do you want C.J. Abrams hitting at this level right now, or do you want Robinson Cano in a pinch off of a right-hander? I think Robinson Cano is probably a better option at this point today than C.J. Abrams. I know he's been on fire.
Now,
had another bomb last night.
Now, if C.J. Abrams becomes the better option in a couple of months, then you need to make that move. Then you need to make that move. And if you do, then I have no problem with this. All right, we'll come back. Last segment of the week. We're going to bring back one of the favorite things we had.
Maybe.
We had an unbelievable segment. It started as a tribute to Brian O'Grady and
his
newborn.
Hall of Fame segment.
And it ended
100%.
It ended up both going off the rails and then back on. It was nuts. So we'll do that and Flubs coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh,
Holly Woods over there.
Did this freak you guys out?
Got your celebrity shades on now.
My knock around.
You trying to go unrecognized? Get the autograph hounds off of you after you leave the building?
I brought them in. And I realized, like, every time they show Stern when he does his, you know, and he's wearing sunglasses for the whole show, I couldn't do it for 5 minutes. I would feel very strange.
I mean,
strange.
You saw how good I looked in those Rochambeau, the adult-sized giveaway ones that I got. Very cool. I've got some for you. I got to give them to you.
Okay.
Got to get you some of those. Bennett Woods, final segment of the week. We got Flubs. We got our fun talking about Brian O'Grady's newborn coming up in just a second. A reminder, you can catch all the games this weekend, Padres, Braves, right here on 97.3 The Fan, and it might be more important than usual because it's going to be harder to find them on television because they're not all on Bally Sports this weekend. Tonight is a streaming-only affair on Apple Plus, and then Sunday is a Paramount?
Peacock.
I keep getting him confused.
Third time's a charm, man.
It's hard to... that is one of the issues, is that there's so many different ones and keep track of them. It's difficult. They have pluses, and a lot of them have pluses in them.
I just realized something.
What?
So, typically when I have a Seals game to work and there's a Padres game on, we record every show, and we record every game on the DVR. It's automatically set up. So, when I get home from Seals games, I am beyond wired. I am beyond. I lay in bed. I'm like, gah, 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 gah. I can't fall asleep.
I mean, it should be easier on a stream to start from the beginning, right? If it's
so
there,
I don't know much
about Apple TV Plus, so I don't know if they archive it. It starts at 4 o'clock, so you'll get maybe a little bit.
I'll get a little bit
before the game, and then I know not everybody subscribes. You have the MLB TV package.
I
know, like, when the Padres, if they were on Bally Sports tonight, they would archive that, you know, a couple hours after the game, I think. You can watch the entire broadcast.
Okay.
I don't know if they do that with exclusives like Peacock or Apple TV Plus.
And now there's so many
think they do.
Alternate broadcasts like StatCast, and the Sunday Night Baseball's got the A-Rod cast, and Monday Night Football's got Peyton Manning. They're doing one at the PGA Championship. Joe Buck's going to do like an alternate streaming cast next week at the PGA Championship. Broadcast schedules are getting harder and harder to follow. So, hey, 97.3 The Fan, you'll get all three games this weekend. All right, we'll come back. We'll have our fun segment when we get to congratulate Brian O'Grady on his new addition, Delaney and Brian, and it just went off the rails, and then Flubs. But first, traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
We are halfway home on a Thursday here on Bennett Woods this morning, and wanted to take this opportunity to welcome to the world.
Let's go,
little Mila O'Grady, who has made it. What in the world is this?
Paul didn't listen all the way through, apparently. Nope. To this,
is this
poignant Irish song?
Is that? Can you redo and find a nice, sweet Irish blessing song?
What is the name of this band that you picked for us here?
What was that song? That was freaking.
It was
Wake Me Up?
Yeah, by Avicii.
Because they also have Wake Me Up.
Let's just do it. He picked a band called the Red Hot Chili Pipers for our tribute. Just find an old Irish. God!
Genius!
We blew this whole thing.
They're a bag by pick on the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Hold on.
That's genius.
Sorry, I'm good. I'm good now. This is not my. This is the Brian O'Grady segment. This is not my segment. Go, please. I'm good. No, I'm good. So talk. So I will be okay if you talk.
I'm waiting for a kind and sweet and loving Irish song.
To be fair, I played you as much as I listened to it.
You played about 4 seconds. I go, that's pretty good. And then it kicks in, and then David Guetta starts in.
based on some of the other titles for the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
God.
That's kind of their shtick.
Well, again, warmest congratulations to our buddy Brian O'Grady, his wife, hell Delaney yeah. O'Grady. They've had their baby. There's no pictures yet. I'm probably not even supposed to announce it, but I thought I'm going to anyway. I was very happy for the O'Grady family. Got to know Brian a lot last year. Big part of our show. Just a great human being.
Did he make it back?
So that's
no,
what I wanted.
He's coming from Japan.
That's what
Florida.
I wanted to update you guys on the other day on Delaney's Instagram. She said it's baby time, and it was just a picture of the hospital bed. So she was in there in labor, and we had talked yesterday. You know, labor can take a very, very long time. So I hit him up yesterday, and I said, "Are you on a plane?" And he goes, "I'm about to land in Dallas." Mila joined us about 3 a.m. Central Time. 7 pounds, 13 ounces. Her and Lainey are perfect. It went as smooth as possible. And I said, "Dude, I am so happy for you." And he said, "Thank you. I FaceTimed for all of it. I can't wait to get there." And I said, "Well, now the real fun starts. You're going to love being a dad so much." And so I got his address. Going to send him something from the show for those guys. Just so happy for them. And wanted to do a little tribute. Welcome to the world, Mila O'Grady. You got great parents there. And I'll read you a little Irish blessing to you know, bring it in for you. A newborn babe. And this is where I need some music. Paul, give me some of that Red Hot Chili Pipers again.
Just play it slowly.
Just play it slowly.
Red Hot Chili Pipers?
Yeah, give me some Red Hot Chili Pipers for the Irish blessing. Because what says Ireland more than the Red Hot Chili Pipers?
Bagpipes more Scottish than...
I don't know.
Those are great.
A newborn babe brings light to the house, warmth to the heart. Hearth? And joy to the soul, for wealth is family, and family is wealth. Everybody dance now.
There's no more joy to the soul that I can get than from the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Everybody dance now.
They're not bad. They're not bad.
I want to hear the whole catalog.
Congratulations to the O'Grady's. It's a perfect, perfect announcement. Probably just like you dreamed it up. If you could pick the announcement you get for your little daughter. Oh, my God.
Journey from the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
May strong arms hold you, caring hearts tend you, and may love await you at every step, young Mila. May all the blessings of our Lord touch your life today. May he send his little angels to protect you on your way. Such a wee little fit sent from above, someone so precious to cherish and love.
My advice to little Mila, don't stop believing.
Oh, God. Listen to this. Boy, if you put this in an audiogram, we'll send it over to the O'Grady's. I'm sure they'll get
them,
a...
I'm going to send them this whole segment.
I'm sure they're going to get a kick out of it laying in the hospital bed, but very happy for them, man. They are such great people, and they're going to have a ball. They're going to have a ball. Kill Kings of Leon.
Oh, man.
So it's just they just do classic songs with bagpipes.
A bagpipe twist.
Here we go. It's even better than I imagined.
Oh, God.
Hey, I'm in a band. Oh, yeah? What's the name of your band? With Red Hot Chili Pipers. You're in the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
No.
We're in the Red Hot Chili Pipers. We do cover songs and we throw bagpipes in them. Really? All right. Well, see you later.
My side hurts. I'm in pain.
Book these guys for the opening for Snapdragon Stadium.
They have 40,000 followers on Twitter. They're at Chili Pipers.
Bro, they got almost 200,000 monthly streamers on Spotify. They're huge.
This is the greatest. Something about those bagpipes, man, they get me every single time. You ever like a funeral when they have the bagpipes? You start weeping.
Amazing Grace on a bagpipe.
Oh, yeah. Just kills me.
They
kills
do that me. Scotland and the golf course, too. The bagpiper. They sunset, do? Yeah.
They don't
very
do that at Twin Oaks.
No, they don't.
They should. That's what I want to do. I want to join a course that has a bagpiper every time I'm about to tee off. That is phenomenal. Oh, my God. One of the just one of those moments that you'll never forget, especially for us. We had that was not planned. It went the exact opposite of the way that we wanted it to go. Well, the way I wanted it to go, and then it was perfect. It ended up being perfect. Ben has split for the day. That's fine. Me and Paulie going to wrap up the show. We got our flubs of the we say flubs of the week. It's like the flubs of our year, basically. Let's do that, Paulie, and let's get the hell out of here. Yeah.
Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall.
Are you German now?
Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani.
Who is Shohei Ohtani?
Well, how happy were you, Fernando Tatis Jr.?
Happy.
Got back to shortstop. Guests include Kevin Love, Billy Irish, and many
who is
others.
Billy Irish?
That, of course, was when Blake Snell was still healthy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because you're blind as a black. We had some really interesting articles that came
out.
What is an article?
Georgia received three.
What is Rep C?
And keep tuned for info.
What is keep tuned?
Keep tuned to this show.
They revealed a trailer earlier last week, just like many crew
flub alarm. So lucky that he got in before they closed. Technology, it's all designed to deliver such a... It's all designed to deliver such a stress-free experience. One of our Padres alum celebrities.
What is a celebrity?
Former Padres like Rob Deere, Kurt Bavakra.
Kurt Bavakra.
Bennett Woods brought to you by your San Diego County Toy Bennett Woods.
Toy Didi?
To the opening series against the Giants 2020-2022. See, now there's a flub. Final week of the hour, this hour, Bennett Woods. Festivals, football, the great outdoors.
Big Al. Okay, who won them?
The restaurant is absolutely...
What is a restaurant?
It's fantastic.
Number one.
It's a fantastic restaurant.
Fresh.
All right, Joshua, looking forward to it. We'll see you back in San Diego. Have a good game yesterday, or a good game tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Love you, fellas. Hang in there.
You're not aware that there's a massive...
What is a massive?
Hey, Monday morning, 4 a.m., you got the hankering to play a little California... California-style
yes.
blackjack.
No.
Out we go to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hat. Yeah.
That would tell you the first base is a place they can upgrade.
First place, too. First place, definitely.
What is lot is common on sports radio?
What is Quammen?
833-288-0973.
Quite a disc jockey.
Brought to you by the Auto Club of Southern California. Get your free AAA full
yes!
picture quote. Catch BazTex basketball in action all
Who
season.
Who is a BazTex?
But it was just a...
What's
nonstant?
Nonstant?
Is this the salsa?
That's the salsa.
It can only
What's
go
salsa?
Up from here.
Salsa? Hey, salsa. It's what you want, man. This is the fun putt. This is the fun putt.
Fun putt.
Oh, no.
The international draft.
I mean, running like
runting.
A top.
What is runting?
Is something that I'm still kind of grappling my head around.
What is grappling?
Fill your head with doom
what
and gloom.
What is a hey?
One of the great press conference
what
questions.
What is a press conference?
How's Fernando Tatis Jr.? How is Fernando Tatis Jr. doing? Easy for me to say.
Due to a abdomen?
What is it?
Abdomen problem?
What he's been able to do so far, tempering enthusiasm.
Because he pushes them even further over the CBT lure, so they can't sign
what
him to
CBT lure?
It's opening day. It's Bretton Woods, live from Happy Does in the Gas Lamp 350.
The what?
Fifth Avenue, the Gas Lamp.
A little police investigation here in Dallas.
Here. Well, man, consequences have actions.
The Lincoln Showcase offers you a private online showing with a diet
Ooh, take on Woods' long laster.
Kill me.
A surprise Norm MacDonald stand-up special.
Who is Norm MacDonald?
That's all, folks.
Who is Norm MacDonald? Pauly? Friday, man. Out of gas. In a big, big, big way.
What are you going to do?
What are we going to do? What are you going to do? What are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend? I think I'm not doing a damn thing.
So just a normal, typical weekend.
Yeah. I mean, Saturday is my only day off from both jobs.
Relaxation. So
I might get some laundry done. I might do some things around the house, but I ain't leaving. That's a wake up, throw on the sweats, and do not move. I think we got Costco or a grocery store run today. I got a new Kendrick Lamar album that I need to listen to.
Big new release day. Black Keys have a new record out. Kendrick's got a new record out. You played me that video the other day. What's the name of the song?
That was The Heart. It's part of a series that he's been doing for a long time. That wasn't even on this album.
Oh, it's not on the record.
He just put that out. And then the album came out today or 9 o'clock, midnight Eastern last night. Listen to a little bit of it on the way in, but I love when a new album that you like have been looking forward to for a long time comes out. I started at the top, track number one.
Yep.
I usually have shuffle going on my Spotify. Turn shuffle off because they put it in order for a reason, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to just listen to it like an album.
And I just let it roll.
All right. We got Seals game tonight. Love to see you out there. Get your tickets at SealsLAX.com. Come out and get rowdy with me. Be banging on the glass. It's the playoffs. We need you, San Diego. Thanks for hanging with us all week. We love you guys very much. Thanks for listening to Ben and Woods on 97.3 San Diego's number one sports station. Have a great weekend. Go Padres.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.